Studios. It's time for the Wildcat News, brought to you by Northwest Bank. And now a look into the Humboldt school system on 97.7 The Bolt.
Time for Wildcat News. Jenna Hazelhoon is in studio, Meese Elementary Principal and District Curriculum Director, Coordinator, all-around great person. So thanks for joining us.
Well, thanks for having me.
You bet. Did you get your health shake in this morning?
I did not.
Mm-hmm. Me neither. My health shake is pretty much walking down the stairs. I shake all the way down.
Yeah, me too.
Oh, goodness. I know a lot of stuff is going on within the school district, and your position is very important because you are spearheading the curriculum. You meet with a lot of people. You have many discussions. You determine what is the best direction to educate our children. Is that a fair statement?
Well, I try to, but I have a lot of people that help me do that, too. I can't do it by myself.
I understand that.
Yeah.
First off, let's talk about where we're at within the school district. You're at Meese Elementary. We have Taft Elementary. Where are we at with enrollment? Is it up? Is it down? Do we have people moving into the area? What's the skinny there?
Yeah, I mean, at least at Meese, we have a lot of kids always moving in and out, personally. But at the preschool level, we have a lot of kids. Our preschool is really full right now, and we didn't think that at the end of last year. So we have a half-time, we have a full-time and a half-time preschool teacher, and we're getting pretty up there in our numbers for preschool, so that's awesome.
I love to hear that. Yeah. Humboldt is a great community and a great school district.
Yeah.
How about when you're putting together and you're looking at curriculum, of course, you implement it. It's not something that happens overnight. Mm-hmm. Usually takes a year or longer, maybe a year.
Try to do it within a year. Yeah.
Sure.
Yep.
And with that, you're looking at end results. It's, you know, what's the ROI, the return on investment? Where are we at with our kids at the, I don't know, kindergarten level? Let's say kindergarten, first grade. Yeah. Where are they at for testing?
Yeah, so we completed our FAST testing at the end of September. And usually, you know, you have that summer slide. But kindergarten going into first grade, our first grade data was in the 70s, which usually it's in the 60s. So our kindergartners really worked hard last year, and they're really showing that in first grade this year.
Love it. Congratulations.
Yeah.
How about activities between now and the end of the year? We have, of course, Halloween, yep, Thanksgiving, Christmas, New Year's. Yep. What activities do you have planned?
Yeah, so in the fall, we always have a fall party. So that'll be on Friday, November 1st. Teachers will do some activities in their classroom at the end of the day. And then throughout the day, we also have a hay rack ride. Kathy Helvick and her husband are going to be doing that for us this year. So kids get to get on the hay rack and take a ride around town.
That's fun.
It is fun. But it's a little chilly with those kids who have to do it right away in the morning at 8:30.
Yeah, that's what winter clothes are
yeah,
for.
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, boy, that sounds fun. And then when does Christmas or holiday breaks happen?
Yeah, so we have Thanksgiving's the last week in November, so we have Wednesday through Friday off. And then Christmas break this year, I don't know exactly when it is, but I do know we get 2 weeks, so that's awesome.
Good.
Yeah.
Don't know when it is. I'm just looking forward to it.
Yeah.
Thank goodness.
Yep.
Oh, boy. We talked about curriculum. You're kind of spearheading that with a group of people,
yeah,
of course.
Yeah.
We get that. But do you have anything new that you're going to be working on?
Yeah. So for curriculum, we always have a 7-year rotation for curriculums in the district. And this year we are doing elementary science and high school science. So we are starting that, looking at, you know, what kind of curriculum can we bring in, doing research, figuring out our vision goals for what we want that to look like.
When you say adopt a curriculum, mm-hmm, it's not as easy as adopting a cat. It's much more difficult, like adopting a child.
Yes, it's definitely like adopting a child.
Yes,
it's a year long process, and there's a lot to go through. A
lot of technicality. Yep, definitely.
Yes.
So wonderful. What else can you tell us about what's going on in your department?
Just a lot of good stuff. We're having some PD this year on our English language learners. You know, we've seen a boom in that population. So, just trying to equip teachers in the classroom for how to help those learners. And there's a lot of diverse learners. So just teachers have a lot to do on their plate. So just trying to help them, you know, be the best they can be in their classroom.
You want to give a shout out to the staff?
Shout out to all Humboldt staff. They are awesome and working so hard.
Congratulations. That is fantastic. Look at that. Tipping our hats
yep.
to the staff. Yeah, it is. I do look forward to this segment because we just do a deep dive into what's happening.
Yeah.
So
the real deal.
It is. Yeah. Thank you kindly for coming in.
Yeah. Thanks for having me.
You have things to do, but we appreciate your, 10 minutes here and good luck for the rest of the year.
Thank you very much. We'll see you again, though.
Before the end of the year?
Yep.
Are you coming in for a second time?
Yeah.
Wow. Not a lot of people say that. Thank you. That makes me feel good.
Yeah.
This is Wildcat News, Classic Hits, The Bolt, brought to you by Northwest Bank.
Are you looking for a new home or considering refinancing your mortgage? Hi, this is Donnell Scow, mortgage banker at Northwest Bank in Humboldt. Northwest Bank is a